We're going to rotate four jazz bands through our studios today. These are teens attending the Seattle Jazz Ed Summer Advanced Institute, and classes have just begun this week. They've been at it for 4 days, and happily, the groups have two outstanding musicians and teachers as their mentors today. On trumpet, a Garfield High graduate now based in New York, and one-fourth of the amazing brass quartet, the Westerlies, it's Riley Mulherker. And behind the drum kit for the last two songs, we'll hear Mr. Feelgood, a Grammy-nominated native of Los Angeles, also now in New York, leader of Sammy Miller and the Congregation. It's Sammy Miller. Sammy and Riley met as high school kids in the Essentially Ellington competition. They both went off to Juilliard together, and they are jazz ambassadors with Jazz at Lincoln Center. They've played together in the Gotham Kings, one of New York's best party bands. We would love to bring them to town sometime, guys. Our first group is ready to get started, so let's get started with Riley on trumpet, joined by trumpeters T.J. Joseph and Max Dannenhauer. On saxophones, we have Asia Ghislaine and Shayla Felix. At the piano, Jed Cohen. And that's Daniel Gochran at the bass and Ryan Cho drumming. Phil Cody is our guitarist. And we've got Sunny Moon for Two. Fantastic on Sunny Moon for Two, T.J. Joseph, Max Dannenhauer on trumpets, Asia Ghislaine and Shayla Felix on saxophones, Jed Cohen piano, Daniel Gochran and Ryan Cho bass and drums. They will stick around. Phil Cody on the guitar checking out, but he'll be back. And we're going to bring in our next group, Entree, Avu. Live radio at its finest as we're shuttling in four different all-star groups from the Seattle Jazz Ed Summer Camp. Riley, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the summer camp. You've been connected with Seattle Jazz Ed for a while. Tell us about this organization.
I have for some time. I mean, Seattle Jazz Ed started just about right after I left Seattle to go to Juilliard in New York, and every time I've come home since then, I've always tried to stop by and get involved in some capacity because they're really setting a standard for the whole country in terms of jazz education, outreach, and just creating a community of great jazz education in Seattle. Yeah.
Yeah. What has jazz education meant for you in the Seattle area? You went to a great high school, and the jazz camps around here, like Centrum's Jazzport Townsend, I know is very important for you.
Yeah, I mean, I owe my whole life to the great jazz education in the public schools, Washington Middle School, Bob Natt, Garfield High School, Clarence Acox, the Centrum Jazz Camp, UW Jazz Camp, Seattle Youth Symphony, a whole number of things. But that was the community that I got to grow up in. I was so lucky to. And that's how I discovered trumpet, discovered jazz, and now that's all I do. So I owe it all to that.
Right on. All right, we've got another band ready to go, doing a swinger here. Riley is back on the trumpet. We also have three trumpeters aside him, Matt Dobmeyer, Oliver Cobble, and Brennan Tien on saxophones, three of those. Get ready for Troy Bailey, Mariana Aptasi. Got it. And John Van Horn also on saxophone. John's got his baritone with him. It's James McGuff on piano. And as I said, Daniel Gochran and Ryan Cho bass and drums with the 1 o'clock jump. Thank you. Hot diggity. Swinging that 1 o'clock jump with Riley Mulherker on the trumpet. Also, Matt Dobmeier, Oliver Cobble, and Brennan Tien on trumpets. Everybody out. We've got Troy Bailey, Mariana Aptasi, and John Van Horn on saxophones. James McGuff on piano. We had Daniel Gochran and Ryan Cho, bass and drums. Daniel and Ryan are going to head out. We're going to bring in a new rhythm section with Sammy Miller on the drums. And in comes the next group. As I spend a little time talking with a couple of our veterans of the School of Jazz. Colby Jackson has been a guest DJ. And Colby, what's an early lesson you've taken from jazz education that still resonates with you?
Well, maybe not jazz education, but just education in general. Very special lady in my life taught me at a very young age that it takes one to know one, you know?
Is that your mom told you that? Yeah, that's a mom one. George Fulton, bring it in here. We're going to hear George on sax and clarinet. This is going to be a lot of fun working with Sammy Miller. And I wonder if you ever get worried about making mistakes, or is it just fun overtakes everything?
No, mistakes are what makes jazz so great. I mean, without mistakes, jazz would just be like all other kinds of music, which would be so sad.
Amen, George Fulton. And Bell Thompson, part of many bands that have played live in our studios here. How has playing jazz, I know it can be tough to be a teenager, and I wonder how being in the jazz band has helped your transition into a maturity.
Yeah, jazz has, like, all my friends are musicians. Like, that's been really fun. And I don't know, I really like playing music, so it's like, it's fun to have something I know I always really want to do.
Right on. We're going to hear those three in our fourth band of the night, or the afternoon. And to present our third band with Sammy Miller behind the drums. Welcome in, Sammy. We have Grace Burt on sax, Ben Leonard, Evan DeTurk, Xavier Moreta, and Carlisle Varney all on saxophones. Is Xavier here today? No. Xavier didn't make it, so I can just mispronounce his name all I want. Phil Cody's back on the guitar. We've got Miles Vinfar at the piano, Holden Predmore at the bass, and as I mentioned, Sammy Miller behind the drums. This is Anthropology. Thank you. Bebopping with the Teenagers live on 88.5. We're running through a whole bunch of all-star groups from the Seattle Jazz Ed Summer Advanced Institute as we work our third band out of the way and bring in our fourth and last band. Really impressive stuff from all these young players. And we'll bring this next band in. Wait. And go. On they go. There's one thing you know about teenagers is they're used to lining up and filing through. So we really appreciate your patience, kids. Riley, I wanted to ask you a little bit. I mean, there's a variety of learning levels here in at the summer camp. And some of these kids are taking their first solos live on the radio. It's like, well, okay, throw them into the deep end. How do you go about teaching a young player to solo?
They certainly have more courage than I ever had at their age, that's for sure. So I'm impressed today. But I think when we're talking about soloing, this whole week we've been talking about how the solo developed and how we play together as an ensemble, listen to each other. And one thing that we focus on is playing with generosity and playing with a sense of camaraderie. That was something we talked about the first day, mm-hmm. a lesson from Dizzy Gillespie talking about his camaraderie with Kenny Clarke, the drummer. So every day we talked about how can we play in a way that elevates other people around us so that we can all bring the best out of each other.
Now, I'm sure it was fun picking out material for the group, but what is a good jazz standard for a beginner? What's something you want to start out with?
Well, we started out with the blues because the blues is one of the most fundamental forms. So for any beginner, I say start with the blues and go from there.
All right. I want to get Sammy Miller in. We'll see how far my microphone goes. Yes, I make it all the way over. Sammy, as a drummer, soloing for your first time is kind of a different, a horse of a different color, so to speak. Do you remember your first solo?
My first solo, I can definitely tell you it wasn't good. I don't have to tell you when. That's the first whole pile of solos there. But, you know, my whole thing was, as a drummer, I wasn't as concerned with soloing as I was is making other people sound good and supporting a whole band. That's what I like, and that's what I was always about.
Yeah, back to that camaraderie. And we sure have seen it here. I remember when the kids first started filing in, there were some nerves. But once they started playing together and joking together, it seems like they're ready to go.
No, they're playing their tails off. They sound good.
All right, this next band is going to blow everybody's mind. Get ready for some School of Jazz All-Stars that have been on the show before. We have Bell Thompson on the trumpet. Our saxophones are Aiden Seaman, Eason Ghosts, George Fulton, and Colby Jackson. Kat Pompermeyer's behind the piano, Holden Predmore, and Sammy Miller, once again, bass and drums. Let's give it up for Strutting with Some Barbecue.